This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Rhonda Victor-Sibilia. The biggest complaint for anyone who lives near railroad tracks is the loud wail of the trains. But WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin says new federal rules will be coming down shortly that could let many South Florida communities silence those horns.
Standing in front of their homes in Hollywood, as a tri-rail commuter train passes nearby, neighbors Eric DeBach and Dr. Martin Sugar commiserate about the increasing amount of noise they're having to endure.
When those trains go by at night, sometimes it's the freight, sometimes it's the smaller ones, but you can hear them significantly. And I'll tell you what, many times at night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, they'll blow that whistle.
Oh, yeah.
That whistle will be...
All hours of the night. And not only that, if you're watching TV, forget it. You can't even hear it when it's going by.
While it's expected if you buy a home near a railroad track, you're going to have to hear the trains. Residents object to the rapid expansion on the tracks shared by Tri-Rail, Amtrak, and CSX, with a second set of rails being laid. By next year, as many as 60 trains a day could be going through the area. Pedro Garcia lives a few blocks south of Hollywood Boulevard and says he and his family are frequently awakened.
In the middle of the night when we're sleeping, like blowing hard two or three times, there's no reason for it. There's no cars going by, you know. And we like to have that silence.
They could soon have some quiet. After a decade of studies, the Federal Railroad Administration is expected to release rules shortly for communities that want to impose a whistle ban, meaning trains would not blow their horns except in an emergency. FRA spokesman Steve Combe says the rules would require upgrades to crossings to make it much more difficult for cars to get around the gates.
At minimum, each crossing within a designated quiet zone must have the flashing lights and the gates. Additional safety measures may be needed, and there is a menu of those additional safety options that communities can choose from to bring the risk down.
Upgrades are being made on crossings used by Tri-Rail, but in other places where whistle bans have been put in effect, officials say there have been an increase in trains colliding with cars and trucks. Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.